This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load, and joined now by Michael Letts from InvestUSA. How you doing?
Always good to be back with you.
Yes, sir.
Always a privilege. Thank you.
Breaking news, it appears that somebody came out and decided to stick a stiletto in Alvin Bragg's back because it seems like Stormy Daniels has gotten out there and said, oh, this wasn't hush money.
No, yeah, you're exactly right. This is consideration money, is what she's saying now. And, you know, here's where that comes into play.
Right.
You know, then Michael Avenatti, you remember that was our attorney as well, who, of course, is serving in federal penitentiary for fraudulent representation besides stealing money and the list goes on and on and on. Anyway, he came out about a week ago saying that he would testify on Trump's behalf that the issue was not actually hush money or money dealing for Trump. It was money dealing for Michael Cohen. And he was, shall we say, playing with Trump's money for his own enjoyment.
Right.
Now, when you take this consideration, they're scrambling to figure out how to keep this charge alive, which is not going to stay alive. There's a couple of things we'll talk about as to why it won't. But it all kind of plays into view that it is a politically motivated. The problem with the players are not Trump, but the people that he had engaged representing. They took advantage of the situation, took advantage of the females involved, and then used his assets to try to cover it up and to get it paid for by billing him as legal services. So Michael Cohen is the main witness for the prosecution.
Right.
When this comes out, as it's coming out now from Michael Avenatti, you say, well, he's a liar. Well, so is Michael. You remember, they both are.
Yeah.
They're both in prison for the same thing. So there's no credibility there, but it does cause even further doubt about Cohen's motive behind what he's trying to do. Then when you take a look at it from the standpoint that Michael Cohen has now gone after some of the other witnesses and commented from his legal opinion as to what the other witnesses have or have not said. Remember, they've not found any witness that has tied Trump into this yet. But that is tampering with the witness and will force a mistrial at worst for Trump or at best for them, or a total outright dismissal. So their charges are quickly unwinding. And, of course, you see what's happening on the other terms with the election fraud. And, you know, the Supreme Court looking like now they're going to recognize some presidential immunity.
Right.
So it appears, Bill, that their efforts to, you remember that this was the battle plan. Throw everything you can at him legally, talking about going after Trump. Do it in states that are highly pro-Biden, that don't like him. Hopefully we can paint an image, something will stick, and we can get a conviction. If we get a conviction, we can then even though that does not prohibit him from being elected as president, we can certainly use that as ammunition. Why would you vote for a convicted felon? And we can damage you some more that way. And that was their main plus that, and then tying up his time and his assets. You know, attorneys don't order for free. It's expensive. Yep. You got four different trials going on, or trying to go on at the same time. They were hoping to bleed him dry, take all of his time so he couldn't campaign, get some kind of conviction about something. It didn't make any difference if it was jaywalking, to be able to slam him and be able to go after his reputation a little bit more, in the hopes that they could use that to distract the American people so that they don't concentrate on what happens in November, i.e. them setting the stage to once again steal the election in terms of election fraud, ballot fraud, etc. So that was their main goal and objective. And now we're seeing that, once again, it seems to backfire on them. They can't seem to get what they're looking for. The Democrats, it just doesn't work. Their cases are falling apart. The American people recognize it now very clearly that it's nothing but politicalization and weaponization of federal agencies. That incites it more than anything else, because if they can do it to Trump, they can do it to you.
Sure.
And the government is using our tax dollars to, quote unquote, bring in terrorists, support other governments, go after political opponents, but yet do nothing for the American people. Don't do anything to help provide security, protection, law enforcement, law and order. Don't do anything to fund additional police. Don't do anything to provide for veterans who are now disabled because of their wartime experiences. Don't do anything for the homeless. Don't do anything for the infrastructure. Isn't it amazing? You remember a few years back, that was Biden's big other thing. I'm going to pass a big tax increase. I know nobody wants it, but we're going to redo all the infrastructure in this country. New roads, new bridges, new airports, new everything. Top of the line technology.
Right.
Whatever happened to any of that, Bill? I haven't seen a new road or new airport recently. Have you?
Well, I mean,
you know, the taxes went up, but I haven't seen anything else be accomplished.
What about the Green New Deal? Or, I'm sorry, the Inflation Reduction Act. What about the Green New Deal? I mean, I don't see any new turbines going up, and I don't see any new I know that takes a minute to convert that and turn it around, but, I mean, so where is that money?
It's a wonderful question. You know, I'm laughing because maybe you answered my question.
Oh.
Maybe I misunderstood the infrastructure. Maybe the taxes for the new infrastructure wasn't for new roads, airports, et cetera. It was for new electric pumps all up and down the interstate, which I still haven't seen those anyway.
Oh.
Or, you know, for new stoves, because you can't use a gas stove anymore, or electric stove, or for new whatever else it is he's banning. He bans something about every other day, new refrigerators, new washer dryers, whatever it is he's banning. Maybe that infrastructure money was to replace all that. But I don't think any American has seen any of it yet.
No. Plus, most of the stuff he's banning, that's not, none of this stuff is broken. All of this stuff works. It's a mature, clean burning, clean operating sort of machine in most cases. But that's really all beside the point now.
You're right. The funniest part about all that is because what he's been successful, let's give him credit where credit is due. He's gotten those cows to start taking Mylax, quit passing gas.
Oh.
And it has changed the environment incredibly, you know, just in the last year.
Yeah.
That's where all your tax dollars
are. Yeah, that's the good stuff. Hang on for me, if you will. Michael runs investusa.org. It is a little more than a website. He takes state-of-the-art protective vests, the kind that you can drive a car in for 12 hours, a 12-hour shift, the kind you can get out and chase down a perpetrator in a 12-hour shift, the kind that you can move around in and do everything you got to do in, and then he's given over 13,000 of those away to law enforcement because he wants them all to have one, because law enforcement deserves the protection when they go out there and do the job that nobody else wants to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frank's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load. And I'm talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA, and we are talking about, let's talk about the president now. The, you know, when General Milley, when Mark Milley was out there, he was out there telling the Chinese, hey, don't worry, if we're about to attack you, I'll make a phone call and let you know.
Yeah, you're exactly right. What treasonous thing can anybody do? You know, it's amazing. We were just talking about the great extent that you're attempting to do to make sure the president does not get elected again. Talk about Trump.
Right.
Creating all these lawsuits, you know, making up things. weaponizing agencies, filing charges that have no merit. Well, we carry it a step further into this next segment here. We now have just gotten information that has been released by whistleblowers within the agencies, plural, talking about CIA, FBI, DOD, you just mentioned, or Milley being one of them.
Right.
And what the information now is coming out is contrary to federal law. Now, you remember, if you're elected president, whether I like you or not,
right,
you have certain authority,
right,
by law, by the Constitution, the office of the president. Doesn't make any difference whether you're the president or not. The office of the president has various powers and various privileges and various commitments for oversight of the executive branch. Well, when Trump got elected, there was such disdain by the previous administration, talking about Obama.
Right.
And, of course, his appointed personnel, Brennan, CIA, Clapper from the NSA, and others, that this is what has now come out during the Trump administration. They got people that even Trump thought were his supporters that he put into those positions, okay?
Right.
The head of the CIA, the head of the FBI, to correlate together to violate the law and withhold briefings and evidence to the president, to Trump, in the hopes that he would not be able to effectively fulfill his role as commander-in-chief and as president, make crucial mistakes because of the lack of information,
right,
and be a one-termer. Now, what we have found out, and this is what is coming out, just amazing how we could talk about this subject 24/7 for the next year. But, well, you know, of course, what is coming out now, Bill, is we're seeing in states all across the country, not even swing states, states that Trump won, that there has been massive election fraud. Dead people. I'm not talking about one or two. Dead people, you know, mail-in ballots that you get 100,000 ballots from the same address. They mailed out 1,000 ballots to be sent back, and they got 2,000 back instead of the 1,000 they sent out. So much corruption is coming out. They have gone to such great extent to destroy his presidency then so that he would not be able to continue to serve, which they accomplished. They stole it and gave it to Biden. And now they want to make sure he can't go back. But when you take agencies and you have directors who knowingly violated the Constitution and the law for the personal reason of making sure that, hey, we don't want this president to have any thing that would make him look good or be able to function in the role effectively so that people would like him and want to reelect him. Here's what they fail to remember, Bill. The presidency represents the people. So you're not screwing over Trump. You're screwing over the American people.
Right.
We pay their salaries. It's called treason under the Constitution. And quite frankly, what I think needs to be done now, and you're seeing this, the House Oversight Committee is now taking a look at opening up the immediate investigation into the CIA and others to see if this information is accurate, because it's not just a person saying, I think they wouldn't do it. There's actually documentation, emails, back and forth, et cetera, substantiating these claims. If they are true, I believe not only should, even though these people are no longer the directors, I believe they need to be held accountable immediately.
Right.
That is treason of a high and aggravated nature. And it is time, just as we talked about yesterday with the pro-Palestinian protest, if people don't see a severe consequence, I'm not talking about I'm going to take your lollipop away for an hour and then give it back to you. If people don't see a severe consequence to actions and that they take, they'll do it again, over and over and over again. And that is where we're at in this country now. So if this information is validated, which there's no question that it will be, these individuals, regardless of whether they're still in office or not, need to be prosecuted to the fullest, charged with treason, and dealt with according to the Constitution, the penalties for treason thereof, whatever the Constitution says. And I realize that it's not a very pleasant outcome to be charged and found guilty of treason. But it's time that we hold people accountable for their actions, and we treat it severely as it is, and issue the harshest of punishments for those that have participated, so that anybody that has this mindset to do it again down the road changes their mindset real quick.
Well, that's such a nice way of putting it, though. I'm just sitting there going, that's such a nice way of putting it. I guess one of the things that I have wondered about this, with Trump never held office before he became president.
Right.
And I'm just wondering when I sit back and I look what's going on, because I'm, there's no way Biden's making most of these decisions he's making. He's an absolute, idiot for the most part. But having said that,
nice way of putting it, as you said with my comment before, I'll say the same on yours. That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, well, he's an idiot. I mean, he if you were to put the Matlock Marathon on there and give him a soft serve and a sugar waffle cone, he is content. So, obviously, somebody's doing some of this other stuff for him. And my issue is, when I saw, when you look at the George Floyd thing, what happened? When that happened with George Floyd, everywhere in the nation was ready to go and explode at that moment. And so they did. They exploded at that moment in unison, like it was pre-coordinated. And the response that came out with Trump, and you're going to have to answer this in the next segment because we're about to run out of time. Looking at this, I just wonder if the deep state didn't, they've been, idling all the time. And in January of 2017, when he took the oath of office, they threw it into gear and started going against him. I want to know your answer to that, if you would be so kind, when we get back. Michael runs something called Invest USA, and that means all of these police officers should be in a vest. And to that end, he's given over 13,000 of those away to see to it that more and more of these officers can have that protection. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA. When we went to the break, I was saying, did the deep state kick it in gear when Trump got elected? And my question in regards to this, is it because he had not been indoctrinated to the deep state way by being a representative and then a senator and maybe, you know, whatever it is in D.C. that you got to go, the dues you got to pay?
No, I think you're exactly right. I will tell you, I recall those times. And let me throw out a question so that if you tie in the answer that you alluded to, Bill. If this kind of effort is being placed in when, during his presidency to make sure that he couldn't succeed, doing everything unconstitutional, illegal if possible, and then doing the same thing again, breaking every law they can, try to make sure he doesn't get reelected, you have to ask yourself the question, why?
Why?
You know, it's one thing that, you know, you like pink and I like blue. Hey, you know, I mean, I may not like pink, but if you got to paint it pink for 4 years, paint it pink. I'll paint it blue when I get in the next time around. But you don't use these kind of tactics, the stakes this high, unless there is something huge that's causing you to feel like you have to do this to prevail. So that happens, it sets the stage, and let's talk about what you just said. You know, they deliberately pulled every punch possible even before he got elected. And the reason why is this. Interestingly enough, Trump, with his billions, made considerable financial contributions to both Democrat and Republican.
Right.
More Democrat, actually, than he did Republican.
Right.
Now, Trump was smart enough businessman enough to just start to say, here's a $1,000 check. I don't know what you want to use it for. I don't care about politics. Leave me alone. Just take the money and get out of here. He always had his ear to the ground. And he began to get information because of the size of his contributions that most people on the street had no access to. And he began to see the corruption and the groundwork that was being laid, which is why then it was not his idea to run. It was a group of conservatives and military personnel who saw that if we continued on the path that we were headed with Obama, there would no longer be a United States of America.
Right.
And they asked him to run. And he thought about it and accepted the challenge. And the reason why they asked him is because they knew he had the financial wherewithal to not be bought, to be able to withstand. You know, I tell people this all the time. I have, especially, you know, they'll ask me, why can't you get a better candidate, you know, that has the same values as Trump without the baggage and let him run?
Right.
Because quite frankly, nobody can afford the attacks to defend the attacks. Anybody else other than Trump, I'm aware of, he spent billions so far. Nobody else has that kind of assets. So they knew that he would have the assets to be able to defend. He couldn't be bought, and they can't control. And so because of that, he was going to expose him. He told them that up front. If he was elected, he would expose them and, for what they were. And scared the divin' daylights out of them, Bill. They're still scared. They're doing everything they can to prevent that from happening. And what they're trying to do is tarnish the messenger so that people don't believe what he says. But it doesn't seem to be working too well, does it, Bill?
Right. Right. Well, I mean, this is the thing. This is the thing with this. He recognized, and I think he and Reagan both recognized it was a swamp, and he understands what's going on with it. And I think now, considering everything, if for somebody that wants to get out there and be president, who's been president, this has been sort of a perfect storm for the illustration of what all the things he's been saying, isn't it?
It is. And what I find interesting on that note, Bill, is I'm not sure that I can recall if anything he said didn't actually come out to be accurate. You know, he just came out, and just saw it a minute ago in one of my briefings. And we now have evidence talking about, we're back on the Palestinian protesters, that some of the equipment that they're using, megaphones and others.
Right.
Unfortunately, they didn't take the FBI symbols off of them first. Now, I'd like to know, Bill, you may be good, but you ain't that good to get steal their equipment without them knowing about it.
That sound. Have you ever seen one of those stupid football, where the hapless football team is there and the quarterback's trying to hand off to one of the running backs, and they run into each other and fall over, and he's like, oh, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, I got to do something with it. They sound like the Keystone Cops.
That's what's going on, just like with the CIA. And, of course, they're furious that this is coming out. They want to shut it down. They don't want you to know it. They don't want anybody that says it, puts it out there, to be silenced. But the American people need to understand we are at a crucial time in history. And you either stand now and save future generations, or it all collapses. We have no choice.
How many of those stickers did they see?
There's quite a few megaphones out there across the country that have them on there. So here's the scary part. If it were one, you could say maybe somebody just raided a local office. They're across the country. Does that not give you a little bit of a concern that perhaps this was well-coordinated and assisted, even by our own government?
Well, it was well-coordinated by a bunch of, you know, on the one hand, you sit back and say, okay, this is interesting organization. Then you look at those stickers and you're like, no, not really. It's a little bit like, you know, I mean, obviously, these are not a bunch of Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. types running around with the FBI now. It's gone to another level now where, well, if it wasn't so sad, it'd be hilarious. It's still hilarious to a degree. Still quite hilarious to me. So with that, who got a hold of that and who's talking about that?
The local law enforcement agencies actually on the West Coast.
Right.
Just shut down some of this stuff, UCLA and others,
right.
Seattle and other places. That kind of like, you know, they're going in, clearing things out, cuffing people. Of course, we have taken the position with them nationally that if you don't go in full force, you'll be there for a long time.
Right.
You've got to deal with it very harshly. And so they're taking that to heart. They're dealing with it very harshly. They're tearing down the encampments. They're seizing the equipment, taking it directly from when they're standing there trying to use it. They're taking it from them. And as they're confiscating the equipment, a couple of the agents are saying, hey, how come this has got an FBI symbol on it? How come it's property of the federal government? Where'd you get it from? Of course, they're being mum. But you don't get that kind of stuff at Walmart. Sorry, this doesn't exist. So you now see that they're good at making it seem as if they are for the American people.
Right.
Armed resistance transaction. But these agencies have been weaponized to work against the American people.
Indeed.
That cannot continue to stay, Bill, because, again, you have to understand we pay their salary.
Right.
This government is of the people, by the people, and for the people, not the other way around. Now, I will tell you, I think we've done this on your show before. We have agencies.
Well, I tell you what.
Some of our intel agencies that are using.
Finish this thought on the other side. We're coming up on the last break.
Okay.
InvestUSA. They've given away 13,000 vests. Talking to Michael Letts. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Michael Latz from InvestUSA. And we've been talking about a couple of things that are, I think they're indicative of what you do when you try to do stuff dishonestly. Because it never is going to work. It just doesn't ever work out when you're trying to be dishonest about it. So, I know you were continuing a thought, so if you wish to continue, please do.
Well, I think what we were talking about was the issue that when you have all these government agencies that are working so diligently to, first of all, during his term, to keep him from being a successful president, which did work. He was one of the most successful we've ever had. And then to make sure that you paint him in such a way that nobody would want to put him back in the second time around.
Right.
He has to tell you there's something very nefarious that they're attempting to hide. And what we were saying when we went to the break was we have agencies such as our intelligence agencies that have gotten so good over the years, they have gotten into market. And this just came out that we're now having to investigate whether the CIA was in a partnership with human sex trafficking with the Vatican. you know?
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up is what blows my mind, Bill. We have now, looks like we're investigating it now, looks like we have now discovered tunneling under the Vatican from the Vatican to Jerusalem. That's 1,500 miles.
Right.
And it appears that within those tunnels are gold that has not been calculated yet because there's so much of it. It really makes you wonder where this elitist establishment is of one world order and controlling the rest of the global populace to just be their little serfs. That's not going to work.
Well, I think the issue at hand now, though, the interesting issue for me is since the deep state is revealed, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but prior to Trump, I don't remember it being characterized as the deep state.
It was not. You are correct.
Yeah. So now that it has been revealed, and now that the obvious evidence is out there, where, you know, when you get out there and you do a bunch of appointees like he did in his executive branch, and then they all turn on you almost like in lockstep. That's a clear-cut indicator. Even though, interestingly, I saw that in addition to Avenatti, I saw that Bill Barr now says that the best thing for the Republic would be Donald Trump, which is really interesting because I really thought he was a swamp creature, the proto, you know, the one lone holdout from the Jurassic period.
You were correct, but you know, it's amazing when people begin to see that their devised schemes of blocking something or keeping it from happening are not going to succeed. Then suddenly it's kind of like, well, I better change horses and get on the right horse. And I was there all along. I was just running interference for you.
Right.
People are not that easily deceived anymore.
Well, the question now becomes,
at least give me the credit. He said the truth.
Right. How does it become disassembled? I mean, under Trump, even when he was trying to fire people that he could, people out there were saying, I don't think you have the right to fire me. I mean, you're the commander-in-chief. Yes, yeah, sure, was basically what they were doing. When he comes in, has he already sort of, has he put enough thought into this whole cabinet thing with who he's going to populate these things with?
He has, yeah. Very carefully. But here's the discussions that have been had that I've been privileged to. You know, you initially say, okay, he had a bad director. You get rid of the bad director, we're good.
No.
They've had decades to put in bad directors who had enough sense to say, you know, I may not be here for 4 years, but I'm going to make sure that I have input in hiring the human resources director, that they have the correct philosophy.
Right.
So that everybody that they hire during my tenure will be leaning in the right direction. The right direction being their direction. And when you have that, so it is not just the one senior personnel, but it's your middle-class personnel, junior officers. Boy, the corruption runs deep. It's hard to break, Bill.
Yeah. Really is. So it's going to be a heavy lift. Although, one thing I've been thinking about, and I've been talking about this, and I just want your opinion on this. I have seen all of the brouhaha. Because I think whoever the vice presidential pick is very important because he's going to have to follow Trump and continue the work.
That's correct.
So to that end, when I started seeing people like Kristi Noem pop up there, I was like, why? What difference does it make? I mean, she's nothing. She's done the one time she got tested, she failed, you know, with the whole transgender nonsense. But I saw that she was on the short list. So I'm sitting there thinking about that. And then now, of course, my understanding is she's fallen off of the short list because she shot a puppy 20 years ago.
Well, I think it was a little bit exaggerated that she was on the short list.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's the other thing. I keep telling, I told somebody the other day, I said, just because somebody goes in behind closed doors with Trump, don't think they come out with Trump's approval. They just got to spend some time with him, which that's cool enough as it is. But having said all that.
The president understands very clearly this one scenario. What you want out of a vice president is somebody that's not looking for 4 years from now, that's looking to support policies and the house cleaning that needs to be done and doesn't care about where they go 4 years from now.
Right.
That's what you need.
Well, I'm glad. If Noam's off the list, I looked at Noam the same way I did Nikki Haley.
I agree.
You know, photogenic. Okay, fair enough. What'd they do? But the thing that's killing me, though, is the idea that I'm seeing around here where people are saying, well, because she shot the puppy, that shows you what kind of person she is. Well, what if she was a really effective legislator now?
Right.
You know, a really effective chief executive in South Dakota. What if that was the case and she had shot a puppy? Would we be thinking the same thing about her? And that's what worries me about the electorate.
It does. I agree with you because their focus is on the wrong area.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, look, I'm not saying whether she was right or wrong in shooting the puppy. I didn't see the puppy. I don't know what the puppy did.
Right.
I mean, but what we need to be most concerned about is we have a system that is so deeply embedded in our government that it's going to take some real backbone to chisel it all out.
Right.
Especially over 4 years. You know, that's what you need to be worried about.
Well, I mean, with Trump, you know, I look at Trump and I'm just thinking to myself, okay, So he would not be the guy that wrote the book about how to win friends and influence people. But at the same time, I get this sense, because of his consistency, that everybody right. knows where they stand with him. And that's the safest kind of guy to work with or for, because that way you know where you're at. And if you do mess something up, well, okay, you pay the price, pay the piper, and move on with it. But, I sincerely hope that the only shortcoming I saw to President Trump was that the choices he made that were based on what he thought was good data turned out not to be. And I think now he has got that little critical thinking caveat in place to where he's like, okay, yeah, I'm not going to judge these books by their cover. I'm going to read them first. So we'll see. We'll see what he gets out of it.
No, you're a judge. I think he learned very quickly that politics is different than business. It should be run the same way, but it's not. And you had people in politics saying, look, you got to have people that can get the job done. Let us make the recommendations. They love you. They're supportive with you. And he didn't. He took them at their word. He'll never do that again.
No, nor should he. Nor should he. It should be like the inner circle of Don Corleone. Anyway, we're about to run out of time. For all of you out there that are, whenever you see a police officer out there and they're running around, a young person, you know, they're probably in a protective vest. And the protective vest, it's, you see them for 5 seconds out the corner of your eye. This individual's got to wear this for 12-hour shifts. That means he's got to be able to sit in the car. He's got to be able to run after people. He's got to be able to fight. He's got to be able to shoot. He's got to be able to have lunch. All of it's got to work. And Michael Letts, investusa.org, he has given away 13,000 plus of those vests to law enforcement. Hence, he wants law enforcement invests. So that's where this name comes from. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless. God bless America. And we're going to win. Just make sure that we all stick together to do so.
Roger that. Our number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.